Regarding Solomon's meeting with Sheba and their conversation, the Quran says in chapter 27, verses 38 to 44, "And he," Solomon, said, "O council, which of you will bring me her throne before they come to me?" Muslims, submissive to Allah, An Ifrit, an extremely strong jinn, among the jinn, replied, "I will bring it to you before you rise from your place. I have the strength and am trustworthy." But he who had knowledge of the book said, "I will bring it to you before your glance comes back to you." And when he, Solomon, saw it set before him, he said, "This is a favour from my Lord, that he might test me whether I am thankful or ungrateful. Whosoever gives thanks only for his own soul's good. But he who is ungrateful, truly, my Lord is rich and generous." He said, "Let her throne be disguised, so that we can see whether she is guided or if she is among those who are not guided." And when she came, she was asked, "Is this your throne like this?" And she replied, "It looks like it." And we were given the knowledge before her and were Muslims. That which she worshipped other than Allah had prevented her, for she came from an unbelieving nation. It was said to her, "Enter the pavilion," and when she saw it, she thought it was a pool of water and bared her legs. But he said, "It is a pavilion smoothed with crystal." She said, "My Lord, I have wronged myself and I have become a Muslim," submissive, with Solomon to Allah, Lord of all the worlds.